There's a yellow rose in Texas I'm going there to see. No other fella knows her, nobody, only me. She cried so when I left her, it like to broke my heart. And if we ever meet again, we never more shall part.
Does the yellow rose of Texas grow in Arizona?
Well, yellow roses certainly grow here. If it's a yellow rose that's growing here, it's a yellow rose of Arizona, not the yellow rose of Texas.
I just wanted to make sure there was a variety that worked here for Arizona.
Absolutely.
As well.
Some great yellow varieties that grow here. You bet.
Well, it's January. In addition to roses and rose pruning, fruit trees always... This is the time of year that they get the grafts in from California, and just about every nursery loads up.
Fruit trees, meaning not citrus fruit, folk. You know, so stone fruits and deciduous fruit trees, peaches, apricots, plums, pears, apples, grapes, berries. So vines and trees that lose their leaves in the wintertime. It's a great time to get them established. It's a great time to prune the ones you have. If you've got big ash trees or mulberry, anybody still has a mulberry tree left? those big shade trees that have now lost their leaves, if they need any pruning, that doesn't mean that you have to prune them. It just means this is the opportune time to do that. They've gone dormant. They're in a great position from their biological makeup to be pruned. And it's a good time to do that. You shouldn't over-prune them just because of that, and they may not need pruned at all. But if you want to prune them, this would be the time to do it, as well as your deciduous fruit trees. Like my little bonanza peach has now lost every leaf. And it's a short window because we get a couple 70-degree days. They'll start, it just seems like overnight, they're budding right back out. So we don't have a long dormancy here. So...
Our mulberry still has maybe like seven leaves yeah. Less to have dropped. And on the very end of the branches, you can already see the new buds.
All that moisture that we had, and then you get some warm temperatures, those new buds are going to want to start growing. So get after it pretty quickly in the next week or two. But make sure I always tell people, when in doubt, don't. Okay, if you can't tell what needs to be pruned or you're not sure it does, then don't. You're better off not pruning than over pruning. So if you have questions, there are resources out there. There are places you can go. You can call arborists. You can, bring pictures into the nursery. With all the technology we have, you can fly your drone over it, take some pictures, bring that in, or email it to us, and we might be able to help you. Decide we can make a house call, we can do consultations, that sort of thing. But I think we're seeing a little bit of movement back towards planting some deciduous fruit trees where people can have, fruit all summer as well as their citrus all winter. If you had the right combination, you could virtually be picking some kind of fruit year-round pretty much. And there are great varieties of peaches and plums and apricots and even apples now that do very well here.
For the leaf drop on your deciduous trees,
yes,
you had mentioned talking to a gentleman that had come into the nursery wanting to know when do I rake them up or how do I compost these leaves? What can I do with this leaf drop?
Well, that's a great question, and it depends a little bit, I guess, on where they're falling and what they're accumulating on. If they're on a gravel landscape, I've got a tree that's kind of on my property line, and unfortunately it falls onto my neighbor's granite yard. And so it looks a little, I think it looks cool. All these orange and yellow leaves laying around, I think it's kind of pretty. But he's not so much.
Neighbors
so,
and HOAs don't always agree.
Right. So, but all of those leaves that fall on my lawn or in my garden, I don't ever pick them up. I just mow them up in the lawn and then compost the clippings. If I had leaves that were all falling in a grass area or a garden area, I would just let them lay. They make great mulch, and just leave them lay around the trees or rake them back towards the tree so that they actually are in a better spot for being a mulch.
Now, a lot of times the leaves just blow away. Is there...
Well, if you can plan that, that's great. Then your neighbor has to worry about it.
If I'm collecting this leaf for a compost or I want to keep it there, is there anything that, opposed from putting maybe a bunch of chicken wire on the ground to keep them from blowing away.
Well, you could wet them, you know, and usually if they get wet and have enough moisture, you know, they're not as apt to blow away. You know, if they're just blowing all over the place, you could, you know, you could maybe windrow them or kind of rake them into more of a pile so that they're not as – and wet them down so that they're a little heavier. Kind of do some in-place composting if you don't have a compost pile to take them to. I suppose you could even build a little – like you've done, a little berm or something around so that they blow up against something. You know, I think, you know, we've – in a lot of cases, we garden too neatly. We're too worried about being spick and span and neat. You know, out in the desert, there's those big mesquites and palo verdes and ironwoods. The leaves that fall, they fall on the ground. They lay at the base of the tree. They help insulate the soil. They help hold moisture around them. And that's just what. That's what it's intended to be used for. So if you want to use this material to work into your vegetable garden, then you do need to compost it. It needs to go into a pile. It needs to be broken down and well composted. If you're just going to use it as a mulch on top of the ground, you don't need to do a thing to it. Just throw it on and around. I use it around my roses, my fruit trees, in my, you know, on top of my garden as just mulch. So I think that's the best thing to do.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. We're heading into bottom of the hour news break, but Paul's online with a question on a fruit tree, followed by Richard wants to know about wildflowers. That's
awesome.
We're getting close to the wildflower.
We might have a pretty good wildflower season this year. Yeah, you bet.
It's Rosie on the House, and if you'd like to make it to Harper's Nursery for the Rose Clinic, that starts at
10 o'clock.
Is your hot dog man going to be there?
At noon.
All right,
right
just
on.
Making sure.
You bet.
Pick up this Saturday edition of the Arizona Republic for Rosie's Home Improvement column, where we cover the most important topics that every homeowner needs to know.